My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Lacey wants a gift card, and Davin wants a room number. Who's going to get what when? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, can you get me the card now so I can top up my data? Because there wouldn't be any means of talking to you if I'm disconnected. So kindly help me out, please. How did this become my problem?
And now there's no way to talk to your girl. What are you going to do?
And she puts up prayer hands. I will try and head out after my meetings. She goes, how soon, baby? I go, not sure. It depends on how long the meetings last. She goes, I have to go off here so as to reserve till you are done. I go, okay, do what you need to do. She goes, just for you to get the card, scratch it, and send the picture of the card and the receipt that will be given to me. That's what I need to do. And then she sends
and gets a step in.
Yeah. I go, you seem to know a lot about receiving Amazon gift cards. She goes, not that much. I go, why isn't the... I go, why isn't the timber company helping you? She goes, someone put me through when I was disconnected from the hotel Wi-Fi. I go, what hotel are you at? She goes, Sheraton Hotel, Lagos, Nigeria. I go, which room number?
Nice.
She goes, I'm getting off now.
Of course. Because why don't I save the money from the card, and why don't I call you direct in your room?
Yes.
This way you don't need the card.
Yes, Joe.
And she's like, hum-na-hum-na-hum-na-hum-na-hum-na-hum-na-hum-na.
She goes, when you'll talk when you get me the card. I'll be disconnected any moment from now.
Oh, God.
Boy, did she head for the fucking hill.
What do you think I said?
Why don't I call your room?
Pip?
You know what? That's a great idea, yeah.
I go, I'll call you at the hotel. What is your room number?
That's my boy.
She goes, that will be later tonight. I go, just tell me and we can talk. She fucked up.
Come on, hurry up.
Yeah, that'll be later tonight. Okay, what time and what room number?
Yeah.
I go, don't you want to talk to me? She goes, I want to. I go, so?
Oh, God, that's great, dude.
That's great. You're pressuring her. That's great.
You put her right in. She was trying to hook you in and see if you were vulnerable, and you just threw her ass to the wall and called her bluff.
She goes, get me the card first. I need it ASAP. I go, no, tell me the room number.
No, you need the card to talk. She needs the card to talk. You don't need the card now. I'll call you at the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, I can't leave now, but I can call you.
That's great.
She goes, don't bother then, and then gives me an angry emoji. I'll be fine.
Oh, you pissed her off.
Now, once again, hypothetically, if this was somebody that was lonely and vulnerable, you go, all right, I'll get you the car. But you're like, no. Don't give me a puss. Give me a room number.
But honestly, I think she's overplayed her hand here. She's talking about love, and this character has not established that he's that into her.
Right.
But you know, it's like overplayed her hand. I mean, not only overplayed her hand, you called her bluff on it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're calling a hand. You called when she's, when she's bluffing, yeah.
She goes, I'll be fine. I go, for my love you to don't bother because I want to call you. She goes, don't text me again since you're having trust issues. I go, you are nuts. I just want to call you. She's completely fucked up her game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she did.
And she's going to sprain her ankle backpedaling, let me tell you.
So that all took place on April 20th. We will leave it there.
Oh, wow. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
How does she get her shit out of this now?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, she put her foot in cow shit.
She's pouting. So do you guys think she's willing to walk away from Fake Davin? There's a lot of reason to walk away from Fake Davin.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Let's just going to give it another shot.
You know what? If it was me, I would be like, I got to go. Because how is it worth trying to come up with a counter to what you have now? I mean, she could say, well, she left the hotel room and you know, she's, you know, staying outside or something like that. That's the only thing she has. But I don't think she's that good because she's working out of the playbook. I mean, it's such standard stuff that we've seen year after year with them where I don't know if she's got the skills to get her out of this situation.
Yeah, she hasn't dealt with somebody who actually can think a step ahead of her. So she's like, she's not good enough at this.
So you think this might be the end, kids?
It may be.
Okay.
It may be, unless she... I don't know.
So I guess
she does bring it up and she is able to extract herself from that hotel, but then if somebody comes to her rescue, she's not going to need the money for the data. So I don't know.
So I guess the big question is, next week when we do Scamming Scammers, are we doing Lacey Gilbert or are we doing Carolyn Fuchs? I guess that's the big question. So
I guess we'll find out.
So you guys, do you guys approve of the way Fake Davin has played this?
Yes,
you played it very. You played it extremely well. I mean, extremely well. Where you know you could see what she said. Well, I'm staying at this hotel. Well, what's the room? I'll call you because knowing that you don't. Because you set her up. Well, don't you want to talk? Don't you? This is why I want the card, my love. All right, fine. You know what? You're at this room. What's the number? I'll call you. You don't need to be.
Oh man.
What do you do now? What do you do now?
I could smell her sweating.
Of course. What do you do now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, if only she would have talked to the medium, she could have gotten the money from Dad in heaven.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.